is a divorce coach and author of Better Divorce Blueprint. She has worked with many victims of domestic violence and sees the horrible effects it can have on them. Her goal is to help them survive and thrive. Paulette, welcome.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. You have a lot of experience working with clients who are the victims of domestic abuse. How often does divorce and domestic abuse go hand in hand?
Well, I'm sorry to say I do have experience with it. It's nothing that I, you know, yell to the rooftops, but it happens. And I would, you know, surmise that at least half of divorce cases involve some form of abuse. Domestic violence is much more common than we realize.
Well, you know, in your book, The Better Divorce Blueprint, you describe the 7 types of abuse. What are they?
Well, it starts off with the two that get the most press, right? So we hear a lot about physical abuse, black eyes, broken bones. Oh, goodness, you know, just anything that really shows and has physical evidence. The second one is sexual abuse. Anytime a partner does not feel as if they have a voice and consent in mutual sexual activity, they feel forced or coerced into it, pressured, guilted, all of the above. So those would be the two that get the most press. Now, the third one is financial abuse, and this one is a little bit hard to detect. Again, it doesn't have, bones and scratches, but you feel as if you have no knowledge of your marital financial picture. A big picture of a lot of your life has to do with where the money is, how it comes in, how it goes out. You're not allowed to look at the tax returns. You're very controlled about how much money you can spend or even having a job. Anything that has to do with money is deeply controlled, and you feel as if you aren't able to make decisions about money. The third one is emotional abuse, where you feel just as if everything you feel is either negated, ignored, you're told you're crazy. You really feel very judged, and you don't feel like your emotions are in check or they are acknowledged. The fifth one is mental abuse, where you feel as if I mentioned it before, but you really feel like you're going crazy, like you're losing your mind. All of those things we say, like, you know, I'm losing my mind, and where you really can't remember things. You walk in a room and you feel like you're not quite sure why you're there, because the reason that you're thinking something or cognitively making a decision is either gaslit or ignored, and you feel like your own cognitive abilities are not to their highest content. You feel like they're being negated. The sixth one is psychological abuse. A lot of manipulative, evil game playing where people are really messing with you psychologically. And the seventh one is spiritual, where you feel like your spirit is being broken. In many ways, it's sort of what we do when we get a puppy. You know, we housebreak them so they don't keep peeing on the floor. We try to, you know, let them know that we're boss. So when somebody's spiritually abused, they feel that their spirit, their soul is damaged. It even could have a sense of just not being in alignment with your partner. And this is all on a continual basis. We're not talking about just one comment here and there, but there's this continual pattern of feeling negated and abused.
Yeah, and all of these types of abuse that you just mentioned have permanent scars. What tips can you share to help somebody survive and thrive from a divorce that involves domestic violence?
Well, it is tough stuff, Alyssa. You know, this isn't a topic that comes easily to anyone. But the first thing you need to know is you get yourself some help. Don't go it alone. Go to either a trusted advisor, a therapist, a licensed clinical social worker, a doctor, that could be a physical doctor as well as a mental health practitioner that should be aware of the signs to show for how that trauma leaves imprints and marks that can last for a long time. As you mentioned, they do have imprints. Number two is to get yourself out of any situation that you're in danger. If you feel like your life is really being threatened, you don't feel safe, and you feel that you're walking on eggshells continuously, you've got to get yourself out of danger. Three, know that there's help out there. You're not alone. You have resources, whether it's calling a friend, a family member, a doctor, a shelter. There are people out there to help you. Number four, don't be afraid to ask for help. There's a little bit of a stigma, and I think it's really amazing that you're tackling this topic. Before, it used to be so shameful to think that you were a victim of domestic violence and abuse, but hopefully by having these conversations, Alyssa, and having this beautiful, show that you're able to bring such experts to help people have the resource, they no longer have to feel judged and they don't have to be afraid to ask for help. And lastly, or firstly, depending on the situation, call 911, go to a shelter, make sure you're safe. Unfortunately, the statistics of domestic violence are not good. So know that you're not alone and make sure that you do something. Don't keep it to yourself.
You know, one thing that victims often have to face is their abuser in court or with their attorneys in a conference room. And that can be intimidating and kind of really, really mess with their psyche when they have to make wise decisions and permanent choices for their families. So why is it helpful that for them to have somebody like a divorce coach, such as yourself, with them when they are face to face with their abuser?
Great question. The reason you want someone with you, preferably someone that's been there before, knows what it's like to go into the courtroom, where you should park so that you're safe, how you dress so that you feel more confident, just knowing where the restroom is, having perhaps some tissues with you, having somebody by your side to hold their hand, how to take notes, your just general demeanor in court, and all of the things that you cannot read about unless you've been there and you know sort of, the decorum of what's to be expected. If you walk in unprepared alone, it's going to be so much more terrifying where you don't feel confident, you feel unprepared, and you just feel like you're the victim. And the worst thing that domestic violence, dare I say victims, right, feel is that they have no control over their future because they haven't felt as if they've had any control over their past. So the more you can support them and prepare them and protect them by making sure that they are able to thrive on the other side because they're not alone, the better their results will be.
And I think having somebody like you next to them is so helpful and probably so comforting because you've been through a divorce yourself. So you really have a sympathy and an empathy for what they're going through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I had had someone like myself many, many years ago when I first embarked on my own divorce process, it wouldn't have been so scary. I would not have felt unprepared. And even though I had counsel by my side, it's a very different experience when you feel that you know what to expect.
No, this is so helpful. You know, Paulette, for anybody who wants to get in touch with you and continue this conversation, what's the best way to find you?
BetterDivorceAcademy.com. And my book is Better Divorce Blueprint. There is a link on the website, but you can go to Better Divorce Blueprint as well. And it's available on Amazon, of course. Easy peasy. You can find me. There is the easiest way.
Well, everybody, make sure you take all those routes to find Paulette so she can help you survive and thrive. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
All Are you considering divorce? Divorce is filled with so many pitfalls. Are you thinking, how am I going to get through this? Can our marriage be saved? Will I lose everything? How can we divorce peacefully? How do I minimize the damage to the children? Better Divorce Academy is here to expertly guide and support you in all things in the divorce journey. Paulette Rego, founder of Better Divorce Academy and author of Better Divorce Blueprint, has her life experience PhD to personally guide you through high-conflict divorce, helping you thrive on the other side. Paulette just happened to be the 1% of cases that experienced an 8.5-year fully litigated divorce trial that led her to become a credentialed mediator, certified divorce coach, trauma-informed recovery coach, and career transition specialist to create a better way to divorce with dignity and create the outcome you desire and deserve. Call Paulette Rego at Better Divorce Academy, 781-626-0000, or go to betterdivorceacademy.com.